Welcome to the deep dive. So today we're jumping into something pretty fundamental, looking at a whole stack of research, actually. And it really forces a shift in how we view our feelings, you know, moving beyond just thinking, oh, this is good or this is bad.
Right.
Instead, treating them like crucial data points, urgent signals, really.
Exactly. Adaptive signals. That's the core idea from the sources. They're designed to prompt a specific adaptive action. Our mission here is basically to decode that map. We want to figure out, okay, what are these seven key emotions signaling? And crucially, what action are they pushing us towards when we actually, you know, feel and deal with them?
Okay, let's unpack that, this framework. We can start with what the sources call aversion signal, the ones telling us to defend or change something. Let's take anger first. If you feel angry, what's the actual signal? What's it telling you to do?
Anger signal is pretty clear. I don't like this. Could be the situation, maybe a boundary got crossed. And the adaptive action is direct. Push back. Or set that boundary. Say no. It's really a self-defense mechanism.
Okay. And moving to fear. The signal is, I am unsafe.
Right.
The sources insist the adaptive action is fleeing to get to safety. But hang on, what about freezing? Isn't that a common response too?
Ah, that's a really important distinction. Freezing can happen, absolutely. It's often a response when you're overwhelmed. But the adaptive action, the one that moves you towards resolution or survival long term, is movement. It's fleeing. Flee means actively using energy to escape the threat.
That does reframe it.
Okay.
And the last one in this aversion group, disgust.
Yes.
Signal, I'm being contaminated. Action. Expel the contaminant.
Exactly. It's often quite literal, a physical rejection, getting rid of something toxic or unhealthy. So notice all three, anger, fear, disgust there about survival, demanding immediate action, push away, run away, or get it out. Defense first.
Right. Defense. Okay. We've got the defense signals down. But what about an emotion like sadness? It feels negative, but the sources link it to value. How does that fit?
Sadness is perhaps the most misunderstood one here. The signal isn't just negative. It's, I value this thing and I've lost it. And because of that value, the adaptive action isn't just feeling bad. It's specifically to grieve your losses. And grieving isn't passive. It's an active process. It's adaptive because it helps you integrate the loss so you can, you know, reorient towards the future without being totally weighed down.
That gives pain a real purpose then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's flip to the other side. Pleasure, future opportunity signals. We have joy, signal, like this, and pride, signal, I did it. And they share the same adaptive action according to the research.
They do, yeah. In both cases, the action is celebrate. When you feel joy or achieve something and feel pride, celebrating is the adaptive step. It reinforces the good feeling or the behavior that led to the success, makes you want to repeat it. And it can strengthen social bonds, too, if you share it.
Okay, and that leaves one more excitement. That's about the future.
Exactly. Excitement is pure motivation, signal. Something good is coming.
Yeah.
And the adaptive action it prompts is go towards it. It's the energy you need to pursue that future good thing you're anticipating.
What strikes me here is how specific these actions are. Like you said, sadness doesn't just mean feel bad. It means grieve.
Right.
Fear means flee. The link between the feeling inside and the necessary action outside seems really direct, almost rigid in this framework.
And that clarity is incredibly useful, I think. It takes what can feel like this overwhelming, messy feeling and turns it into something actionable. Like, okay, I feel this, so this is the next step. It helps you process the signal instead of just getting stuck in it or trying to push it down.
Which brings us to that final big question. It's kind of humming beneath the surface of all this research, and it's something for you, the listener, to think about after we wrap up. What actually happens when you don't feel and deal with these signals? When you ignore the prompt from anger or sadness or fear or disgust, what are the consequences when you don't take that adaptive action?
Yeah, think about that. How might suppressing the action block change or maybe even hinder survival in some way as you go about your week?
Something to definitely chew on.